Tell me now, do you want it? Cause these dancing feet don't cry to the rhythm that cry for you. And every Saturday night that you ain't keep my tears blue.
Every Monday and Thursday, Jason Woolley joins us right here on Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin, presented by the official beer of the NFL, Bud Light. I'm Ben Brust alongside the happiest man in probably ESPN Wisconsin. 4-0 for his Badgers and Packers as he was on vacation. Now, Thanksgiving break. It's more insufferable when they win, though, I will say that. Brad Nortman also here with us. He's the longtime NFL punter, as Jason Wilde says. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Jason. Now, I heard that you and Rob Domofsky and many others were discussing the potential of an extension during the same year that Jordan Love got an extension, and I heard you were reaching out to league offices. Do you have any more clarification on if he can be extended?
I don't. I have not heard back from the league office yet. So my understanding is that you can't do two extensions in a calendar year or in a 12-month window. So I've thought that from the beginning. Rob and I talked about that last week before Thanksgiving. But I want to get, clear-cut information, and I'm waiting to hear back from the league on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's the case. So, for me, this has kind of been a moot point all along because they weren't going to extend it. We just swing with the pendulum to such a degree. I just got done with assistant coaches, and even Tom Clements is not talking about just how star-spangled awesome Jordan Love has been. Like, he's pointing out, for example, that it was a terrible decision, the throw that he made across the field, throwing back the opposite direction to Malik Heath in the game on last Thursday. Like, this is, I know we're all excited and for good reason, and there's lots of encouraging signs, and I was talking to Jordan in the locker room today. I'm really happy for him because I do think he's just a good dude, and I'm thrilled that he's having success. But there's six games to go, and I think there's a couple games, even against theoretically inferior opponents, where some things are not going to go well. And I just hope that, just as much as I kept trying to tell people, all right, there were people that were proclaiming he is not the guy during that four-game losing streak, right? Maybe some of them are on this program. I can't remember. I talked to so many people. But the bottom line is that if you shouldn't have been saying that then, and we have to be careful about major proclamations now. And I know other people can do this however they want. But I'm going to tell you that there are growing pains still ahead. There's been some great moments. There's going to be more great moments. But there's going to be some not-so-great moments, too. Tom Clements said it himself. And I, Tom Clements and I don't agree on everything, but we definitely agree on that.
Jason, so with all of this, there has been a lot of pendulum swinging. And where I have been is I have said, look, Brad and Kyle, they wanted to marry him after week three. And I said, I need more sample size. And I still need more sample size, but I think it's okay to also say, hey, look, he was a focal point in them winning the last two games. And before the last two games, I had said there's no way they make the playoffs. Chris, please play the audio for Jason Wilde. If they make the playoffs, I will jump in Lake Michigan. Probably a little hot in your ear. Will you jump in Lake Michigan with me if they if we raise a certain amount of money for a specific charity? Will you join in that cause?
No.
Why is that?
Because I don't want to jump into Lake Michigan.
But what if we raise enough money for charity? John Anderson has said he's going to fly from Connecticut to do it.
Good. Good for him.
Jason,
I don't want to jump in the lake.
Jason, is there a dollar figure that we could get to for KBN Nation to strive for to have you join and have the illustrious Jason Wilde jump in with us?
No, there isn't.
All right, that settled that.
Jason, you're a good one, because I said the same thing. When I said no, they tried to pressure me and shame me. You know, all they had to do was say John Anderson. I'm like, well, I'll think about it. And that's where the dollar figure came to, where I might go out for a dollar figure. But you're a good one. You understand that Lake Michigan is cold. It's freezing in January. It's probably not safe to do it, but I'm going to encourage my friends in KBN Nation to do it if the Packers make the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know how to swim. I'm not getting in Lake Michigan.
Okay, that's fair.
Jason, you have to admit over the last month, though, that the offensive improvement has been pretty substantial and fun to see grow. And I'm curious from your eyes, who do you give more credit for that? Is that Jordan Love or the pass catchers?
It's undeniable that there's been vast improvement. There's no doubt about that. We were actually talking to Jason Vrabel about this a couple minutes ago. I think it's both, right? Like, I know we love to... What did you guys used to do on Skelzo and Breastband? The pie chart of blame?
The pie chart of blame. I heard it was stolen on Wilde and Tausch for a couple days.
Yeah, but we borrowed. The show was defunct. So I felt like the pie chart of blame was a free agent, first of all. But secondly...
Well, we need royalties, you know, then.
we'll have to check the contract that you signed. I would say this. I think every time we're having this conversation... that there are, it's both, right? Like, Love has been more decisive. He's been more accurate. And these guys have done a much better job of being where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. I was talking to Sean Clifford in the locker room today because I want to write something. At Tausch's suggestion about the different arm angles that Jordan has been throwing off of different platforms, much like Brad Nortman is throwing off of a kind of three-quarters platform in his photo on the Wikipedia page that makes you think that he's a quarterback.
Love studying my film.
Clearly. But one of the things that Sean said was that, you know, he was never going to throw his guys under the bus, but that I think there was a level of, I don't want to say frustration, but uncertainty as to whether or not receivers were going to be where they were supposed to be. And I think that contributed to Jordan looking indecisive. But I also think that it was why, like, this is the thing that I had harped on, was that it felt like there were so many instances where he would, like, look like he was aiming the ball or guiding the ball instead of just letting it rip. And then LaFleur had that let it rip comment. And then, in my opinion, since Pittsburgh, so the last three games is when he's been really good. Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and the Lions. So, I think it's both, but it's also interesting, like, the best throw or the craziest throw, whatever you want to call it, the one where it gets through that tiny, tiny, tiny window to Jaden Reed, that was incredible, and it was because Christian Watson ran the wrong route and shouldn't have been there, and so there's Watson, there's the guy covering him, there's Reed, there's the guy covering him, and somehow that ball gets through. So those mistakes are still being made. And that's why I also caution that there's going to be more of those. But no doubt, things look a lot better, and you should be really excited if you're a Packers fan.
8% chance before the Lions game, 43% chance after. You think the Bears can get it done against the Vikings to help the Pack?
If the Bears win, I will... No, I'm not going to say anything like that. I have no idea, but I look forward to seeing what happens tonight.
Sounds good, Jason. Well, thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
All right, watch out for the shrinkage, Ben. Take care. Be good.
There's more than just me. It's going to be Brad. It's going to be Tori Lowe. It's going to be John Anderson. It's going to be our fans on the talking text line. Josh DiMaggio, if the Packers make the playoffs, we're jumping in Lake Michigan. Who's joining us? 800-990-3776.